This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. That's pianist Linda Marcus, saxophonist Zeb Mims, and percussionist Justin Seck performing for The Courtesan's Dance in Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors. The show is presented by Dramtree Shakespeare under the direction of Catherine McMillan, or KC for short, a guest artist from Philadelphia. The Comedy of Errors is a lesser-known play by the Bard. KC shares an overview.
There is a twin. His name is Antipholus, and he is from Syracuse. And he brings his servant, Dromio, also of Syracuse, to the town of Ephesus looking for his long-lost twin. They were split apart as babies in a shipwreck, which also split their parents. And so he's been traveling the Mediterranean looking for his brother for something like 7 years. But when he arrives in Ephesus, everyone mistakes him for his long-lost brother, causing a terrible, no-good, very bad day for his brother, Antipholus of Ephesus. Hijinks ensue when women get involved and commerce gets involved as people are offering him romance and money that should go to his brother. But yeah, it turns out to be a great day for Antipholus of Syracuse and a pretty terrible one for Antipholus of Ephesus. I have heard it said, and I don't disagree, that most of the comedies are just not very funny. That may be because of the nature of the domestic situations or the way that the language is unfamiliar or that the jokes are archaic, too much so to be understood today. The Comedy of Errors explodes that. When you think of Shakespeare, you think of a long play. This one's short. It is the shortest of his plays, and it moves fast. And because it's one of the early plays, it's not laden down with metaphor and complex imageries that can weight the comedies down into a kind of drama. It's fast-moving, and it's accessible.
This production of Comedy of Errors is set in vaudevillian style. Casey says this show lends itself to slapstick and a touch of burlesque.
Vaudeville is a natural fit to the world of Comedy of Errors in that the play and this largely American art form of vaudeville share DNA, cultural DNA. They come from the same roots of what is funny. Ancient roots. I was recently rereading a text on how to write for vaudeville by an author called Brett Page, writing in 1915, I think it was. And he said, there are a few things that are always funny. When a man puts his finger in another man's eye. When a man puts two fingers in another man's eye. When a man stomps on another man's foot or kneecap. But these are things that are always funny. And vaudeville is, at this point, 100 years old. But you find it in threads through early sitcom and contemporary sitcom. You find it in The Simpsons, in stand-up. And so I'm always excited in a thing that reveals an unfamiliar play to an audience as familiar, accessible, and about our lives as we know them and live them.
That was director Catherine McMillan, the guest director from Philadelphia. She's directing Dramtree Shakespeare's production of Comedy of Errors, running April 13th through 30th at the Garage at Dreams. Full disclosure, I am on the Dramtree board and making some brief appearances in the show. Find details at whqr.org.